Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, for the average Joe, and I'm putting this Joe right at the top of the list, it might have been a bit difficult to digest just what Indiana U is going to do with that gift that alum Mark Cuban announced a couple of weeks ago. When it's all said and done, success with these new enhancements will likely be more reality than anything virtual, if you can get the drift. But what will go in the center will focus on emerging ideas that involves 3D replay and broadcast technology. And as Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass was telling me as we sat down last week to piece together what's at hand
here. We're going to put about 30 cameras encircling both Memorial Stadium field and Assembly Hall court, and we can do that technology. So think about that. First of all, we are going to suddenly become a much better place from which to broadcast. ESPN's excited. Big Ten Network's excited. We'll pick up more games and better slots because they can include that in their broadcast, cabbaging on our technology. We'll put it up on the video screen so our fans will have a fantastic experience. Tom Crean can take a prospect down to the court with an iPad and say, and work him out, and then say, okay, you saw the play like this, but let me show you what that looks like from where the front court guy is, or where the wing is, or whatever. And they can monitor where their eyes are going to see if they're looking at things the right way. So that's going to be a really cool piece of the technology. And then we're going to have a virtual studio, which is like a big green room. But this will be great for coaches' shows, recruiting videos, and so forth.
That's Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. We'll continue to break it down Wednesday in Part 2 with Fred. How much will be implemented starting in the fall? Don't forget Reds Baseball, the first of four at pregame at 7 o'clock, preceded by our third edition of Time Out for Sports in studio a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Plenty to like out of your semi-pro Indiana Cutters this past weekend as Aaron Sauter's crew posted a 34-6 road win against the Indy Assassins in Indianapolis in MLFA play, key for many reasons, coming off a loss with out any points 2 weeks ago, a divisional game. Cutters are moving up a bit in the 24-team four-division circuit as far as the power ratings go, with yet another road opportunity ahead down in Corydon on Saturday night before the 4th of July break. Cutters, who got back to work Monday night up at Brown School, leveling things now at 2-2.
Well, two aspects I'm really focusing on. First, we control our destiny for playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we keep winning, we will have a playoff spot, which is a big deal. And second of all, we cannot be satisfied with our performance. We need to get a lot better on offense and play better together on defense, because our goal is not to just make the playoffs and just to win a game. It is to win a MLFA championship. So to do that, we need to get a lot better every week.
It's Indiana Cutters head coach Aaron Sauter, the court and cavalry on Saturday night, and they haven't won yet in four outings. So again, with the usual 4th of July holiday break coming up in a couple of weeks, good time Saturday night to get one and keep the mo flowing in the W category. Well, we'll have tonight the Bloomington South senior golfers Ben Dawson, Nick Elliott, Sam Karcher, cornerstones of the Panther program the past 4 years. Time out for sports starting a little past 6. Also, Greer Warner joins us, Marcus Devereaux from the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, Pirates and Reds, PNC Park in the Steel City. First of four this week, tonight's pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.